Or any other person that will then be delegated to reflect on a particular matter. But we have been joined. I see that there are other people at the extreme end. It's Zubair, who is our researcher, part of the research team in the committee of health. So all other persons from Zubair, can they please introduce themselves using a mic? There are the mics in front of you. Press and your name, surname, where are you coming from?
Thank you, Chair. Cammy Chetty, Acting CEO of the NHLS.
Good afternoon. I'm Elvira Singh. I'm the head of the National Cancer Registry at the NHLS.
Good day, Chair and honourable members. I'm Anbil Pillay from the National Department.
Afternoon, Chair and honourable members. My name is Rufuroma Koshi from National Department of Health.
Good afternoon. My name is Nicole Kushwana from the National Department of Health.
Yeah, no, thank you very much. You know, I had a shocker this morning that I've got that Natisa, the National Department of Health is coming. You'll pardon us. We are a bit, should I say, delayed, but we are still going to be dealing with Northern Cape. So if we will then have to listen to you after an hour or two, please don't be puzzled, because we are dealing with a very serious matter. Not that yours is not serious. So Doc will pardon us, no? Right. During lunch, we were saying it's very strange that we are doing all these openings and whatever when there's public works in the room. We're supposed to intervene. I would have expected in the MEC to have called the Minister of Public Works and say, but we are here. So we next door, they've relocated, they've been clever, public enterprise, they've relocated that other side, because I'm told there is an aircon that other side. But nevertheless, we have tried to make some improvise for some, but the more you open, the more it becomes hot. I don't understand. Whoever is going to start in terms of the response depends on you. But we broke for lunch hoping that you have understood the tone. And we are not going to go back to that now. We are expecting you to then put us in a picture of what is it that we are expecting for the benefit of those. I don't want to throw her out, because I was on business day tomorrow. Front line of business day that day. So everybody, all those that have joined us, may please your phones be on silent. Okay, over to you, MC, both health and public works.
Thank you very much, Chair. Firstly, let me also apologize for the misunderstanding of the brief and possibly the failure on our part to maybe seek clarity on matters that we were supposed to respond on. But be that as it may, Chair, we were given a line of march before lunch that on the approach that we need to take, and also responding to all the mishaps that have been raised and also the concerns that are raised by honorable members. So we have developed an approach and responses to the questions that were posed to us. So what we'll do, because most of the questions looking at the pattern, it's more related to the infrastructure that we are talking about now, and also operational matters, which then becomes the responsibility of the Department of Health beyond the completion of the project. So that said, Chair, I will request the HOD for Public Works to lead us in terms of the responses, and he will identify whoever that needs to give him up if he feels that there's a need to do that, and then the HOD of Health will do the same, respond on those issues that really affect operationalization of the facility beyond completion, and some of the challenges that we might, because obviously there will be challenges. We can't hide from the fact that there will be financial challenges upon completion of the project. So that said, Chair, let me hand over to the HOD. Thank you very much.
Honorable Chair, honorable members, once again, let me add my voice to the sincere apology for misunderstanding the brief and also not following up on it. And I must indicate that the issues raised by the members were very quite important issues, and as a result there are detailed documents to most of the investigations done that we have submitted, and we strongly feel that what we can do, it's again making sure that we bring this committee up to speed of all the detailed reports that are there. Because if you look at the question, Honorable Chapter, first question was the delays in construction and the progress. And if you look at Honorable Tembeguayo's question, mainly on the issues of conduct management, I've also talked of why all these years. Honorable Kopani spoke of the 13 years and the grading of the Vista Park, and those are some of the issues that are all related to can we account from 2005 until 2018. So what we suggest at the first instance, Honorable Chair, is to respond on this matter on the oral basis now, especially on the historic issue of where we're going and where we are, because our focus was mainly, our understanding was mainly on briefing you on the completion process because of our last submission that you had with the team, but with the committee. But what we will suggest also, for the benefit of the committee, and to have the detail and evidence that talk to what we spoke about today, is to give a detailed report that talk of the investigations from SIU, the reports from Kobodo, and the procurement processes, where we are, and the different contractors that came on board. If we can be allowed to submit that report to the committee in 14 days from now, that's the first part of the request. And the second part is also by inviting the committee to come and see. If you look, when we talk of the 98% the completion, it's mainly this. You'll hear that he talks of snagging and dismagging. It's the law, it's a very minor issue that building itself is complete. There's no wet work, there's no nothing that happened. But it will only be to the benefit of the committee when we ask you to come and personally or physically view the building and see where we are with the building. But going into the historic part, during 2005, there was what we call a provincial tender board in the province. So before, remember, throughout the country there were provincial tender boards before the departments and public works them were given the mandate to deal with tender. So this tender was issued to Vista Park in 2005 by the Provincial Tender Board, which was mainly managed by Treasury at that point. As much as the committee has indicated, all of you were not even there during the second appointment of the second contractor. And there was also a question, who are the officials who were there at that point in time? None of us were sitting there, not even the political leadership. The current premier was not there, the MEC then, now was not. All of us are new in this project. But we are not saying we cannot account, because when you get the responsibility, you take it with the whole baggage or challenges that goes with it. But this contract was not performing. This contractor was not performing. And it was terminated in 2009. And there was litigation for 4 years. And in that period of the litigation, the building was standing empty, with no one on the site, only the security. And with the weather conditions and all that that affected the building for 2009. Immediately, there was serious structural damages on the building due to weather conditions. When we appointed the second contractor, which is Inyati, after we won the court case, Inyati was appointed, which at tender stage, they had a great night when we were busy with the adjudication of the tender. They were at great time. At some point in the process, we find out later that they were degraded from grade 9. They went down to grade 7, but already they were awarded the contract. But our problem with that, in that instance, was the fact that we had to have a structural report of what was the condition of the building at that time, because it stood there for 4 years. And there were so many defects. When Inyasi started, they almost had to spend a year to 2 years only to deal with the defects. That was even to break down some of the walls that were there. And some of the areas we found that had cracks and so on. So that was the process. But also, upon our assessment, Inyasi was not performing according to a grade 9 GP. Because we look at the certificates and the things that you submit. At that point in time, we expect the grade 9 to at least submit a certificate of not less than 18 million per month. Then we can know that it can finish in time. They were submitting certificates of less than 5 million and so on, meaning that this thing will go a long way, or meaning that there's a problem with their finances in the process. That was the first thing. And also, when we find out is that we expect a grade 9 to have at least minimum 800 employees on site to show that there's capacity. And at that point, in our system, we were between 150 to 200. We saw already the signs of this person is either this team is not coping or so. And in that process, what Inyati did, when they got a lot of pressure, what they did, they sold the company. They sold their company to Metsa, of which we appointed them in 2011 years. And in that process also, there was change of legislation and all that since the 2005, like the mental health issues and the pharmacy legislation. So the old drawings that we had and the compartments of which the words were no longer acceptable in the new legislation. So those are some of the things that affected at that point. In 2015, Motor and Jill came on board. This one that is there now, 9 GB, full capacity. And this is the company that is saying is going to complete the process as we talk now, because they could be able to deliver to the kind of certificates that we want. And also, at some point when we were in front of the different committees and also in front of SCOPA, that's where the National Department of Health was also requested to come on board, because at that point there was no peer review program that assisted the provinces and all that. Hence, that's where we established the committee that we call the JMC, Joint Management Committee, to run with the project as where we are now. So, the report that we give today is in the background of where we come from 26. As I said, is it the details we will provide in the document of exactly what has happened. But this is just an oral overview of the evolving from 2005 up to where we are now. And where we are is the fact that we indicated to the committee at some point where we presented this is how we're going to rescue the project. And this is where what we reported now. That the project is basically almost finished. The only thing that's outstanding is mainly the snagging and to make sure that everything is foolproof, everything is done, and we've been given the contractor time until the end of March, of which we are sure with the current pace in which they move. By the end of February, we'll talk a different story. We will make it for the end of March. And hence, I say to the committee, the committee is invited to come and see for themselves. But on all these issues related to the finance, the accounting purposes, and there was a report we have commissioned Kobodo to come and investigate this thing at that point. The report was given to the committee, we'll avail it again, and that same report is the one we handed over to SIU. We have formally appointed SIU to run with this process. So the performance and those defense issues and the procurement issue, they came to collect all the documents of Treasury with regard to the then 2005 procurement issue. So there is an investigation. Even National Treasury came on board on the issue of investigation. And those reports are not yet with us because it's an ongoing process. But the brief and the report from the border we do have, and that we can submit. And yes, all the things that relate to if there are non-compliance issues in the contract management, that means it will affect if the officials' issues, it will. If it's the consultants that are involved, that will also be part of the report. So overall, that's, as I said in brief, what we can now submit. But saying committing, because all reports are there, is just putting them, all of them together, historical documents, from the financials to the procurement to the management of the contractor, all those other aspects, terminations, the outcome of the litigation, all that you can package and give the committee in 14 days that we promising. I think that's where I will, if you allow me to stop.
Apart from just giving us a brief background on what you will be submitting, there are questions that have been asked. I think it would be appropriate to then come to the response of questions that were directed to Public Works. Okay, you will then, as I said initially. If there are other people that you think that you delegate, it's all up to you, but I think it's appropriate in that session. Okay? Just for a minute. Honorable Meister.
Yeah. It looks like you don't want to devise the names of the companies. It's just that some company. And once you start being conspiratorial, we have issues with that. Because now it's just another company was fired, another company came in, and it was this and that. What is wrong? Don't you remember the names? And that's not finished. And don't forget to attach the report of all the reports of the Joint Management Committee. They are crucial to us. not what you want us to hear. I told you in the beginning, not what you want us to know, but what we want to know. So if you do that, then that'll be fine. Because if you give us what you want us to know again, without names, it's just another company. Yeah, the first one was removed, the second one, we'll throw it away. And this time round, there will be consequences. Thank you.
Honorable Chair, I think I'm on record where I call all the names. I said INYAT, I said METS, I said Motorji. I think I'm on record on that one. And the second part, I've just highlighted some because I said a comprehensive of all of the detailed reports from the beginning up to the end. That's part of that. There's even other reports that we can talk to, even ESCO resolutions and so on that talks to you. So all the reports that go with this project that we will compile and put the annexures according to.
Yes, I think you did that. Can we then allow so that they will then come back on the time frame that you have proposed, and we then respond to the questions that have been asked today.
Thanks, Chair. I think we'll ask them, Ms. Gill and Dr. Mabona, on the issue of the variance with regard to the amount that was reflected. Then thereafter, Ms. Nema Sibuko, from the technical side, will also then respond on operationalization and other issues of accessibility that have been raised. Then also we'll ask then the person from legal just to tell what is the aspect that have been raised with regard to the contract. And then we'll ask the National Department Mayor, Tanya Renee, just also to fill in from the National Department on the way forward. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Chair and Honourable Members. The issue on the financials of public works and health. I think what happened between us and health was that we presented the same information but in different formats. I'll just give you an example. If you have a look at the presentation of health, it says that the variation to cost is 279. And then it says variation orders to be approved, it's 46. When you calculate that and you look at the presentation of public works, it's 327. So public works put everything together and not broke it down to already approved and still to be approved.
Can we allow them to?
No, we don't have 46. You see, there are two, you see, Chair, that's why we ask which document are you. There are two documents that have submitted. There's the first one, that she's referring to. And then there's a second one which nullified the first one. So I don't know which one are you referring to. Well, the one that is in front of us, which has been distributed, which was the last document from health, does not have for this.
Can I have the latest one? I'll explain.
No, we heard it from them. Don't ask it from me. No, it was given by them.
I'll
explain why.
Can there be a little bit of order? I think what Honorable Masalela is referring to is this document. And I think in this one, there is 46. Now, I think the question is, what's the situation? Yes. So, explain and make us to understand why 46 is not here and 46 is here.
That's what I said. I was explaining them. The 46 plus 279 comes to what public works has said as 326. So it's not broken down. Honorable member said that I think that it's another document that doesn't speak to the 46.
No, it's not another document. We're given the first document, which was emailed sometimes from the staff. Then there was a second document which nullified the first one. And that's the one that is distributed for the people of the NIC, which we have it in front of us here, which does not have 46 meters. So what I'm referring to.
Chair, can we make it practical? Probably we're talking And we have the three documents. Probably she doesn't have the three documents.
But it's from you. Why do you ask from us?
Chair, with due respect, we have never said, have you sent a document as public works?
No, it's a health document. I don't know what public works, but we're talking about health.
Yes, then, yes.
Which is not related to health and public works. That's a question.
I think we to ask her, it's the same thing that she's trying to explain, which you can just be given. She talks about the two documents. Why the 46 reflect on this side, not on that side? That's what she is explaining. If she can just be given that opportunity to explain that, please.
You know, can we do this?
No, wait. We are saying we've got a health document which says there is a variation cost of 279 million. There is no 46 million. There is a document from Public Works which says there's a variation of 326 million. We've got two documents that are officially presented to us which doesn't talk to each other. That's the argument we are raising. Then what is that she's going to explain? She must explain why there's a difference in the document. But she's saying, no, there is 46 million in the health document. There is not 46 million here.
I'm also appealing. That's exactly why she's saying there's no 46. She's explaining why
there's
no
46. There is a 46 million in the health. Which we don't have.
Can you explain again and then let's interject and say that is the problem.
Yeah.
Can you give her again a chance to go over it again?
I think maybe... Okay,
yeah.
Honorable, I had the two documents. The other documents, the 279 is the approved variation order. The 46 million, which one document, according to honorable member, does not have the 46. In the second and the subsequent report that came from health, included the 46 to be approved. Public Works then put 279 and 46 together to 326. If you look at the approved revised contract amount, it's the same in all the documents. Honourable, there's an area where you are not responding to, which Honourable Makelela reflected on, that in the previous document that was sent, yes, there is a number that nobody is talking to. Now, I was trying to check with Vuyokazi to get that document so that you understand where he is coming from. Because let's say you may, I don't want to come forth really and say, you should have said, we send a document with this particular figure, we have updated it, blah, blah, blah. Or so, because there is a third document which none of you are not talking to, you are only talking to this one, and that is where he is coming from, that we have received a document. Now we are receiving a different document. Please explain. Can we allow them to? Can we allow them to?
Maybe through you, Chair. Let's get help. Which is the official document? Well, there is this document that they sent, which is the one that has been distributed, which has got a completion of 98%, which is the one that talks of. This is the one which talks of 726. No. The one that talks of, the one that talks of 279.
Yes.
That's a document that we have.
Yes.
As the official document that has been circulated, which is the document that they presented to the meeting. And there is no 46 million in that document. No, in this one we don't have 46 million. There are two documents, Renee, that is submitted. The first document which they submitted yesterday is this one. is this one that is official, that is distributed in the meeting. There's no 46 million here. Then there is another one which they sent sometimes back, which does have the 46 million. But the latest one, which nullified the first one, is this one. And that's the one that has been circulated and presented into the meeting today.
Can you have respond to that?
Thanks, sir. Yes, the first document reflected the 46. But what we are explaining is that the 46 is not yet approved. Hence, we took it out. It's still in the process of approval. It's part of the addendum that we talked about when Ms. Gill made the presentation, and will reflect it officially once it is approved. But the total variation to cost, which Pablo presented, the 326. Once the 46 is added to the 231, it will make the 326. Both ourselves and Pablo will reflect the same figure. It's just that it's not approved. That's why we took it out.
You then should have, you should have provided leadership as health to say, we have submitted a document with a particular number, but because of ABCD chair, because that's what you should have said up front. Now you are creating a stampede. Good people, please. We requested you to assist us. You are in that space. That's why I'm saying, health should have provided, Dr. Mabona should have provided leadership. You know, that is why the question, because nobody is talking about that document. And that's leadership. That's how you, just do. So that now there is, because if you don't talk, you create perceptions that are unnecessary. So now you are explaining that document, you withdrew that document because that 46 has not yet been approved. That's why you don't have it as health. But Public Works has got it because that variation is added because it was approved. Good people, no, members, lift up your hands. And one person must speak, please. I'm humbly requesting. Honorable Maishele, Honorable Kopan.
What's included is because they said it was going to be approved. It was not approved. Thus, prudently, national or health did not include it because it was not approved. It was something that they were still going to present.
Can we then? So now the challenge now, because it said, but not yet approved, but you have added it.
Yes.
Has not approved, has withdrawn it.
Yes.
So that's where the stampede is. You said not yet, but you have added it. So can Public Works clarify to us, really, truly, not speaking, you are creating a confusion to us with this. Okay.
Well, thanks, Chair. Let me try to explain. You must remember that Public Works deals with project management. So whenever invoices have been submitted, they go to Public Works to sign off. So these are the work that have been done there. From there, Public Works will then submit the invoice to the Department of Health. So that is what Ms. Keane is saying. She has received it. They have put it in their records. Thereafter, I'll come to the Department of Health. And that is where we have to sign it and off. And that is where Dr. Mabona said that, but it hasn't yet been signed off from our books. That is a logical explanation.
Honorable Kopana, before I reflect, because I don't want this dialogue. Honorable Kopana.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chair, where I'm sitting, I'm having a discomfort of now we are discussing this, because my responsibility as a member of parliament, I must be giving the report before me so that I can make an informed decision. And why I'm saying this, the introduction that they mentioned after when we started the meeting for the second time, you mentioned the report that's supposed to be there. Having read those reports, they're the crux of the matter. So there's nothing that we're going to discuss. why we need that report of the Kobota report. Now we're talking about the variances. Inside of that report, he's questioning your variances. That is about 200%. So what you are is just your hearsay from them, Chair. I don't think it is justice for us as members of Parliament. They must go back, they must give us the report, we come and interrogate seriously on this matter. It is not as easy as we want to do. It's like the caucus, I was looking at you when you were doing the caucus of 5 minutes there. That's not justice. It was just a thumbsuck, one of the things. To be honest to each other, they must go back, Chair, and give us all the detailed report about all these things. That's what I'm saying, Chair.
Before Honourable Mahlale, so that we responded, we agreed that my understanding on the introduction was we will bring, this is the brief of what we will bring, requesting that we will bring that in 14 days. The Kobota, the everything. Okay? Now, we then, after getting that, they are still then going to respond on, I even said, there is a request of 14 days. Can then respond on questions that they have asked. If then the matter on the table is a matter that we are not going to do justice because it's part of the information that we must get, we must then agree that fine, we have noted that, let's then wait for that report. What I don't think it is not going to be possible is for them to say they must leave and come with the report. They have made a request that is 14 days. If members think that 14 days is too far, we need the report tomorrow, we need the report after 2 days, that is fine. So I just wanted to, that was the understanding in what then he was outlining HOD in including naming some of the companies that, and yes, this particular, this is what we think, but Chair, we will submit everything in detail. I what is this? SIU report, all those things, SIU, Kobota, procurement processes, all those, they have said they are going to submit to us. Honourable Mahlale?
No, Chair, you see, the difficulty is that the more they are trying to answer, the more they are creating confusion. For example, they are saying Public Works has approved this 46 million. Is still waiting health for approval. But in their report here, they say addendum to the contract is awaiting approval by the accounting officer of Public Works. But they are saying no, Public Works is approved, that's why they've included it. But here they are saying no, it's still awaiting approval from Public Works, which means they don't know anything as health about it. Because that's not been approved by Public. But they are saying, no, Public Works is approved when they are responding, and then it's still waiting for HELD to approve it. Which is which? Where lies the truth in this whole thing? On the figures, Chair, it's not just the confusion of this variation. If you look at certification, the amount certified, written by Public Works, and the amount certified written by health, they don't relate to each other. And there's not a difference of 46 million. Yes, it's not a difference of 46 million. So they can't say, therefore, the difference is because of, there are many differences, figures that doesn't talk to each other. And which one to believe to be the true reflection or to be the true figure that we must all hear when we go out, say, no, this is the correct figure. We don't know, because Public Works is saying it's got their own figure, health has got its own figure. It means they don't talk to each other. I don't know what this JMC is doing, because the understanding was that if they say they've got JMC, that JMC should have processed this report before coming here and agreed what to present here. But it seems as if, no, there was not, they never met. It's just the MC by theory. They never met, they never prepared themselves.
to come to this meeting. Public Works prepare on its own, health before it's on its own. If you say National Department must also speak, you might get something different story altogether. If you allow the gentleman here to speak, I'm sure he could tell us a different story. So I'm saying that's a problem, that they came here totally unprepared. They just came here for the sake of coming to appear before the committee as a compliance matter, not as a matter taking their work serious and coming to the committee to come and tell us what you want to know. I mean, that's not in order, Chair. And I don't think 14 days is too much, 14 days. The MEC said no, they do have the information at their disposal. That's why he was insisting that they will answer. Yeah, well, so they can't then say now no, they want 14 days while they do have information at their disposal. Why 14 days? I mean, why a day or two is enough because they do have the information. But as we say, they must answer the question that we ask them, and then based on the answers that they will give, and then we'll then indicate that no, we're not satisfied, like we're starting to show dissatisfaction. And then they must go back after that and prepare a proper report that must be submitted. You can't have, as Honorable Maisola said, a project of 1 something billion rand, then you prepare us 3 pages. It can't be right.
Okay. Thank you. You are then going to respond on questions that were asked. Okay. All the questions that have been asked, I think you will know who is going to respond when. Then we will then look into the process of what then I was saying in terms of your request on the information that we need. So who's going to you have dotted the okay.
Thank you, Chair and honourable members. There were 3 questions. I think the first one was the bigger question about the funding for the operationalization. In the presentation, we showed the HR as well as the goods and services gap, which was in the red column of the slide. Indeed, the department does not have the gap of 187 million. However, as we did with the new DR hospital, we moved the facility as is, the old facility. Now, the current mental health facility has got 142 beds, and the capacity at the new facility is 287. So it is the plan that we presented, the occupation plan, as we call it. It does not mean that we are saying we're going to appoint the people that are in the plan. The plan is the intention. The CFO can speak to what the department has done so far to try and solicit the funding from provincial treasury. I can just mention, though, that for us to be able to cost what's going to the new facility will amount to, we had to use the national staffing norms, as the presentation covered. It does not translate to having the money. So the second question was about the access issue, how accessible is this facility. The new mental health facility is a specialized mental health institution. So it doesn't mean that in the province we've got more than the one specialized facility. So the catchment area for this hospital is the entire province. To be able to reach patients, let's say in the district, there is a mental health outreach program. But eventually the intention, if we apply the Act, the intention is to decentralize. So I think over the years then we have to establish the decentralized model for mental health in the province. Then there was the last question now. There was the issue about the 26 patients that the honourable member alluded to. Last year we opened a 36-bed facility at the current hospital, and we were able to thankfully move all the patients that were at the correctional services, which was a big achievement for the province. However, I can mention that currently we still have five, because over the month, you know, life happens. So there are five patients that are for mental health observation at the correctional services. I think I've covered all the questions. Thank you, Chair.
There's one question, Chair, that the Honourable Kopano has asked about the moratorium on post in the North Cape. I don't know how does she explain it, but the reason why I'm responding, I'm in Cabinet, it's a Cabinet decision. That's why I'm responding. Chair and Honourable Members, in our Cabinet, we decided to take a decision on how we are going to manage the appointment of staff in different departments. How we are doing it, it's not a moratorium. I've got a different understanding. How we are doing it, a particular department, if they've got vacant posts, they apply to Treasury. And Treasury sits and looks if that department is having a budget, because we don't want to overspend on the personal budget. And then if that department is having a budget, it goes to the Premier's office and they approve it, then the department advertises. I've advertised already a lot of posts now, last week, so there's no monitoring. It's just that we want to manage the issue of appointments, because there are departments who appoint and there is no money for it. And in as far as health is concerned, we took a decision as Cabinet that the essential posts in health must be advertised. Health is treated differently from any other department. I said, let me just give that clarity. Thank you.
Can we give them time to respond to our questions before we ask other questions, please?
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Honourable Members and MSPs. I'm going to respond on behalf of National Health to the questions that were saying who was the initial contractor, was there any fruitless expenditure, and has any money been recovered, and disciplinary action for responsible officials, and what did the National Health do? I will respond to that, and then Dr. Shaka will respond to the role that the National Health is playing in the JMC. Thank you, ma'am. In a nutshell, in response to all those related questions, in 2015, the DG of National Health, when National started now participating in the JMC, got consent about the expenditure in this project, as already indicated earlier, of where it started from 400 million to where we are now. So we wrote directly to the Accountant General to do an investigation on the entire project. And that investigation was to also cover the cost efficiency, the issue of whether there's fruitless expenditure, and all the issues related to the variations and all that, whether everything was done according to the PFMA. So we do have a draft report which we received in March 2017, which is detailed. The whole history that the honorable members have been asking about is in that report from day one of the inception. All the procurement processes, this is over and above the reports that the province had. So yesterday we were informed by the acting accountant general chairperson that we will get the final report of the first phase of this forensic audit, investigation. We will get it by the end of March this year. And this report covers the period 2003. That's what the report says. All the activities from 2003 until 2017. But this is related to the first phase of this project. The first contractor on site and all that. Where we are now, which is what the two departments have already, provincial departments have reported about moving towards closure and occupation, that will be second phase of the forensic investigation. And this investigation, Chairperson and Honourable Members, is done by, through the Accountant General, obviously working with the province, SAPS and the SIU, and the Joint Anti-Corruption Task Team. So that is the response from NASHMA. Thank you, Chair. And then I'll hand over to Dr. Shaka.
Thank you, ma'am. Honourable Chairperson, Honourable Members.
Thank you. My apologies. As was mentioned by our DDG, Ms. Rainey, and also by the HOD of Public Works, the engagement of the National Department of Health, because of their request and also our monitoring and evaluation of the situation, started in 2014-15 financial year. Then, in order to empower us to participate meaningfully and legally, the Clause 35 of Act 5 of Intergovernmental Relation, which calls for signing a protocol for a specific project whereby the two government departments will collaborate, was prepared and signed by the three parties, National Department of Health, Provincial and Public Works and Provincial Department of Health signed this document to legalize our involvement in the affairs and monitoring and also technical support and review of the design. Mind you, the National Department procedure in terms of providing and approving of the grant subject to review, peer review of the design and planning of each and every project started in 2008. And this particular project was done before that. So it was deprived of having a proper peer review panel to make sure what is there is correct or not correct, whether it should be 320 beds or it should be 287 beds. Or the place should be here or there. Honorable members knows very well about, you know, the alternatives that it can be. Unfortunately, due to that circumstances, National Department was not in a position to do a proper peer review of the design and planning for the hospital, enabling it to optimize the project. So as a matter of the first step that we did after signing of the protocol, immediately the technical committee, which comprised of member staff from the national together with the provincial department of health and provincial department of public works, headed by the JMC, was established, and their first task was to review what is on the ground and whether what is on the ground matches what we have been paying and how was the performance of each and every professional service provider. Just as an example, when we reviewed some part of the design even before applying the new legislation relating to the mental health, psychiatric health, the whole HVAC, mechanical and electrical equipment, was on top of the building. And you know the vibration of it? In half of the thickness of the concrete that was there. You know, and one of the major, major structural engineering of this country was responsible for the design of it. And when we reviewed that, it was obvious that this design is wrong. That is why you can see the whole mechanical and HVAC equipment now is on the ground. Otherwise, we would have got disaster in our hand. Now, I'm just making an example. Over and above that, several areas was also investigated, and mind you, these were reported to these forensic people. Over and above that, each and every professional service provider's performance, we evaluated them with due respect and we reported it to this forensic. And you will see in that report when it is announced in March, and now it is going to be submitted to the Honorable Chairperson, you will see the performances, who is doing what. For a specific firm, without mentioning the name, we even took the matter to the relevant council, and they came back to us and said, they are not even registered, therefore we cannot provide you with any disciplinary, professional disciplinary action against them. This matter also were reported to the forensic. So after this assessment, which was regularly, we sent even in loco one engineer to be part and parcel of the team. I have to say, it's not the national doing, it's a JMC doing, which is the public works and health. So we put our mind and our hand together to enable us to bring the project, which was a very confused issue. Everybody was going to the site. We talked about variation. In fact, majority of this variation is change of the scope. Somebody goes to the site and saying, no, this should be here. Why it is there? And contractor is money for him. He was doing. Or this should be there. Why here? You know, to that extent, confusion. That's why province asked the national to come and assist. We were together. I'm not saying national did it. No. We did it together. Understanding was developed in the JMC when we were signing the protocol that this load is so heavy, so costly, and so mystic that we need to work together and clear the whole situation together. Now, over and above the performance of the PSPs, bad or good, some of them are sitting here, they may not even be aware we have investigated them. Now, introduction of JMC and technical committee, which was a burden in terms of finance to the national department, was put there with the approval of the DG and approval of the Honorable Minister. It was signed, and that's why we started our involvement to assist with the situation. Now, over and above that, the financial management of the grant. That's why we have got our director, part of the JMC, regularly participating. What we are spending. Why, for instance, we don't extend the completion. We say we extend the practical completion, not extension of the time, because that's got financial implication. That is where we appointed a JMC with our recommendation and agreement that we need to have a contracting lawyer to assist us to make sure to protect, at least from 2014-15 up to now, the interests of the public and the government. What we say and what we do is to the best of knowledge and is substantiated based on a contractually substantiated clause of the JDCC agreement for us. And then regular meeting that we are there, we definitely, is not only the financial, it's technical also, contractual also. And these are all documented, and I'm glad that our HUD mentioned, we will provide everything, including the minutes of the JMC. what the JNC, when they sat, when the technical committee met, with all the photos that was taken, when the investigation was going on, will be submitted to the honored member for that. So it's a joint venture to rescue the problem. And I'm glad to say, yes, I'm not saying it is 100%. Yes, we are not perfect, and nobody is perfect. But hand in hand, we are trying to get this heavy load of mess home as best as we can. I thank you, ma'am.
Can I make a humble proposal to members? It's only that I can't interpret what in Xhosa we always say, meaning the more you speak, the more something is to be asked. And it then means we'll be here until tomorrow. In your responses, all of you, you are necessitating really more important, as it has been said, that we need to be exposed to this document. At times when you respond, you make people to have a question mark. If you were next door, I was going to say, sit here, go with somebody to get those documents. But you are in Northern Cape. Unfortunately, you are in Northern Cape. We can't say go and bring them. Honorable Mahlalela has said, 14 days is too long. I'm seated here, I'm saying, so wish they can come back on Thursday. But unfortunately, this week, you are unable to come. So, I want to make this proposal that we have listened to you, we have made a proposal, because I want to, there is a view that I want to put to the committee outside you. Because I must first put it to the committee and hear what committee members are saying. And I want to humbly request to honorable members that we must then find, we have listened to you, because having a second round is not going to assist us. Because there's nothing that we're going to get. We're going to be more frustrated as we were. You saw how we were, how emotional we were. Not because we're undermining you or don't respect you, but because the information is making us to panic more than before. That project, there's too much in that project, So I want to propose that we allow you. We will. Don't go kakhulu. We will discuss, because it's something that we must finish with. I want to put this view to the committee and hear what the committee is saying. But thank you very much. We'll communicate. Don't go too far. We'll communicate so that when you leave here, we know whether we should communicate whatever I am thinking will depend on the committee. Because I'm not to tell the committee what to do. But thank you very much. One thing that you are to understand, including the Department of Health, I'm worried that the DG is not here, because I would have loved to say this to the DG. You submit reports and whatever. Yes, we are aware, I am aware that they are also worried about this. But it's also giving it another side, that maybe at some point, because of this concurrent thing, the National Department of Health doesn't want to be seen to be more autocratic or whatever, but it creates a problem for us as people that are to conduct an oversight. Because in the reports, there will be those, I'm picking, and that's why I'm saying, unfortunately, she is not there. The DDGs are here. They will communicate. We are not questioning that report or questioning whatever. Maybe it's how reports are to be, but this is a learning case. This, as this committee that is representing Parliament, personally, I have learned something, and I want to put it to the committee. An advice, and I will keep on saying this to you, please, good people, you know my number, you know the number of Vuyokazi. If there's something that you don't understand in the content of the invitation, feel free, MEC, to ask, so that you come here. You know, the HOD assumed that it was that committee that you saw in 2009, whereas it's not. We are a complete new committee. So that corrects that. The last one is that everybody that is here, we are not trying to be impossible. But we will be impossible, not for our sake, but for the sake of the people that are serviced by this sect, because we are here on their behalf. We are not questioning the leadership of Northern Cape through the Premier. We are not questioning the National Department of Health through the Minister. But we will put across issues that are a challenge. So in your living, understand that there is that. So that that's why I'm saying to members, we won't allow a second round, because it's not going to take us anywhere until we agreed on what then must happen from here. We have listened, I've listed all the issues. The Department of Health is saying there are minutes of the JMC. We want everything, but we'll come back to you and say when and how do we need that. Thank you very much. It was a learning curve. It has opened our eyes and our minds. Thank you very much. Can you be fast in moving? Because
I'm afraid.
Yeah.
just letting you were here.